Washington. This is VOA News. Surabaya, Indonesia's Christian community remembers those lost on Air Asia flight. Boko Haram seizes Nigerian military base. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Air Asia officials say four more bodies were recovered from the Java Sea on Sunday as Indonesian recovery teams continued searching for the wreckage of a passenger jet that disappeared 1 week ago. Bad weather has hampered efforts to locate most of the 162 people believed to have been killed aboard the flight. Murky waters forced divers to turn back Sunday after nearing what officials suspect is the main debris field. It's been a difficult time for the Christian community in Surabaya, remembering parishioners lost in the air disaster. Ron Corbin reports.
The tragedy weighed heavily on Surabaya's Christian community. One church lost 40 parishioners when the Air Asia flight crashed in the Java Sea. Pastor Bernardo Corre Di Maggio from the International Christian Assembly in Surabaya said the community had been brought together by the tragedy.
It has been such a distraught moment. We even held an impromptu prayer night. We opened up the church for prayer.
The search for bodies and debris moved into a new phase Sunday with deployment of locators to pinpoint signals from the jet's black box data recorders. Ron Corbin, VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The plane crashed en route from Indonesia to Singapore during a storm, though there's been no official cause determined. Suspected Boko Haram militants have seized a military base in the northeast Nigeria town of Baga. Local residents said the armed Islamist group overwhelmed troops after an hours-long battle at the facility near Lake Chad. This is VOA News. A suicide car bomber in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed at least four people near the city's international airport. The bomber also died. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the Sunday attack. Israel is weighing more steps to punish the Palestinians for their efforts to join the International Criminal Court, even as it froze $125 million in tax revenues it collects for them. The Palestinians rely on the monthly tax revenue transfer to run their government and pay the salaries of civil servants. The Palestinian bid to join the Hague-based court could lead to war crime charges against the Jewish state. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed Sunday that his country would not allow its military to be prosecuted. Islamic State released a new propaganda video, this one showing a British hostage depicting life as normal in the militant-controlled Iraqi city of Mosul. In an 8-minute video posted on jihadi websites, the hostage, photojournalist John Cantley, claims life in Mosul is business as usual. He said residents in Iraq's second-biggest city, taken over by Islamic State insurgents last June, are not living in fear. During the documentary-style video, Cantley visits a market, a hospital, and a police station. Britain says it is studying the content of the Mosul video. Pakistan says its airstrikes have killed 31 militants and a suspected U.S. drone strike, another seven insurgents, in the tribal regions along the Afghan border. Islamabad says its air force destroyed four terrorist hideouts and a suicide bomber training center in the Tira Valley of the Khyber Tribal District. Thousands of police officers and mourners from around the United States gathered Sunday in New York to honor Wenjian Liu, a policeman shot to death last month in a targeted attack. The city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, and family members eulogized the officer, who was slain alongside his partner as they sat in their patrol car late last month. 28-year-old Ishmael Brinsley killed Liu and Officer Rafael Ramos before shooting himself in a nearby subway station. Massive wildfires are still burning in South Australia and may have turned deadly. Two people are missing and dozens of homes destroyed. South Australia's premier asked people in 19 states to evacuate this weekend.
So I just want to go home and have a look and stay there and defend it.
It's horrible. It's just very, like a nightmare, obviously.
Fire officials say the areas worst affected are South Australia and Victoria states. Dry conditions, along with high winds and high temperatures, are creating some adverse conditions for the fires in Australia that seem to be raging out of control in all directions. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.